Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Our little athletes are so busy, especially this time of year, and they're running around. They have practice, and they have games, and they're so, you know, busy running from practice to games. How do you feed them? Do you just hand them a granola bar as they run out the door, or do you make sure that they have a proper meal? And how long before a game or competition do they have that meal? Well, my guest is Dr. Michelle Labatz. She's a sports medicine physician at Intermed Sports in South Portland, Maine. So, Dr. Labatz, how are we supposed to take our little kids and their athletic abilities and feed them in and throughout the practices and the games?
A couple of things that I think really keep at the forefront here are general principle is that before a practice or game, you want to make sure that they've got enough fuel and enough fluid to kind of get them through that event. Afterwards, you want to make sure that you kind of top their tank, again, with really a focus on food and fuel. And then, you know, after a practice, or after a game, that's when the body is repairing itself. And that's actually when you're in the process of building strength and actually improving athletic prowess is during that 24 to 48 hours after an exercise session. So over that period of time, you want to make sure that you feed your body kind of a steady stream of building blocks that the body can kind of build itself back up and be ready for the next time they go out.
So when they're getting ready to go, should they eat something then? Do you want to give them a meal?
Yeah, so this is something, and certainly with our kind of hurried lifestyle these days, this can be a challenge the whole way around. But the ideal scenario is about 3 to 4 hours before practice or game. So if you've got a kid who's playing after school, this is lunch. That makes lunch a really important meal, and you want to make sure that lunch is high in carbohydrate, and especially as you get into adolescence, you get some of these guys that are weighing, you know, 150, close to 200 pounds by the time they graduate high school. It's a lot of carbohydrates. It can be a couple cups of pasta, that type of thing. And then speaking again for fuel, then an hour or so before practice or a game, and again, this can be challenging in the school setting, it would be ideal for them to have a little bit of a high carbohydrate snack.
So we should send them with a snack. If they're going right to practice from school, then lunch was 3 hours before.
Yep.
Do you want them to have a piece of fruit or one of the, you know, there's like the kids Z bars and those sorts of things?
You know, ideally any type of carbohydrate that is going to sit well in the stomach and that is going to be something that they're going to eat. So it could be a bagel. It could be, you know, a bunch of pretzels. It could be, you know, a fancy bar or gel, whatever fits your pocketbook, whatever fits their schedule. And, you know, in some schools, they're not allowed to keep, you know, food in their lockers and stuff. So really kind of whatever fits the local scenario. But it has to be some form of carb, and it's not going to help if it just sits in their bag. It actually has to get into the stomach.
Well, it certainly doesn't. And speak about fluids and liquid. Do you like electrolyte replacements as something we keep the kids going on? Or, you know, Pedialytes or one of those, Pedialytes, but Gatorade, you know. Do you want one of those or do you like them to just really drink water, Dr. Labatz?
Well, you know, for the period of time before and after after exercise or an athletic event, it really doesn't matter so much what they drink as long as they drink enough of it. So water or juice or, again, anything that will go down and will be pleasing that they'll be drinking enough. When we get to a given practice session or a given game, especially kind of when they got tournaments, when they have kind of these back-to-back games sometimes, generally speaking, if they're going to be doing continuous exertion for over 60 minutes or so or over about an hour, you're actually better off having a little bit of carbohydrate and a little bit of electrolytes mixed in with a fluid. It provides them ongoing fuel for the activity. That little bit of extra sodium, what a lot of people don't realize is that it doesn't really replace what you lose in the sweat. it actually stimulates additional drinking. And that's kind of the key in the pediatric population, that if you leave them to their own devices and just give them water, they're going to tend not to drink enough. They're going to drink more if the fluid is colored, if it's
pleasing to their taste buds and all of that, right?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Now, what about after competition? I know that when I was at one of my daughter's soccer games and I had the snack, so I gave out the little Horizon chocolate milks. And, you know, some of the parents were like, really, chocolate milk? Isn't that going to make their stomachs upset after running around? And it wasn't hot out or anything, so.
Yeah. You know, that's interesting that you chose that, because there's a number of studies out there that's showing that chocolate milk is an awesome recovery drink. It's got just kind of the right ratio of carbohydrates to proteins. Kids will tend to drink it. And you know what? There might be some kids with sensitive stomachs who might get a little bit of tummy upset afterwards. But if they can tolerate it and they like it, chocolate milk, I mean, Melanie, that was an awesome choice.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Labatz. But, I mean, you know, I've heard a lot of the research, and so I wanted to do that. But, you know, it is now being more and more proven. So after is just as important in rehydrating and getting those carbohydrate stores back, you know, than after the competition.
You know, I would actually argue that, and so, you know, if you want a take-home message, this would be one of them, is that kind of paying attention to that stuff after a session of exercise, whether it's practice or competition, is key. And for fluids, one thing that I really like to encourage my athletes to do at least once or twice, especially early in the season, is weigh yourself before exercise. Go out, practice, do the stuff, take off the wet clothes, you know, get into kind of, you know, dry shorts and a t-shirt, and weigh yourself afterwards. And for every pound that you've lost, it means that you've fallen behind by about 16 ounces of fluid. And so that's going to educate you in terms of how much you should be drinking during an event and how much you need to make up for afterwards. So, you know, you can kind of come up with all these different, you know, you should drink so many ounces, but there's really no substitute for individualizing that effort, because depending upon the climate that you live in, depending upon your sweat rate, everybody's going to do it a little different.
Now, Dr. Labatz, so if as an adult I jump on the scale after exercise and I'm cheering the couple of pounds I'm not about to want to replace with fluids, but will that work with kids? I mean, if they put them on after competition, will they have lost that same number?
It will probably be proportionately less depending upon their body size.
Yeah.
Yes, they can lose surprising amounts, especially, you know, when you talk about the fall season and on some of the warmer days and some of the warmer climates especially, they can lose a surprising amount of fluid. It's oftentimes very eye-opening to have people do that.
Well, you know, I know that our children like to eat. So, you know, when your kid's an athlete, they eat and eat and eat. Sometimes
yeah.
you think to yourself, my gosh, how can you eat so much all the time and not even be putting, but that's what kids are supposed to do, is run around and burn up these calories. Give us a quick sort of one quick menu, something you really like for a child's pre-competition meal.
Oh, for a child's pre-competition meal?
Yep.
That would probably tend to be, I like rice as a pre-competition kind of carbohydrate. Per cup, it tends to have a bit more carbohydrates than a pasta will. It tends to sit well. You know, everyone these days seems to have kind of little issues with their diet and tummy. Rice sits very well for most people. Putting a little bit of protein on it, having a little bit of fruit or vegetable, and then making sure you're getting a lot of fluid.
That is the best advice about sports nutrition, and good sports nutrition for kids will build that foundation for healthy athletes, really, and for all kids in general. So healthy nutrition is certainly the way to go. And you've been listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.